Because I knew
about, describe what it's about. It's basically the lady, like the black
ladies
in space.
Black ladies that.
I think it's called Black Ladies Go to Space.
Yeah, it's called Medea Goes to the Moon.
Oh, no.
No, the movie is black women are the smartest, and a bunch of white dudes try to stop them from being smart.
Yeah.
And, what was she? She was like a great mathematician.
Yeah.
Physics. They helped figure it out.
They paint the movie out like they're like, get off my coffee pot. Don't touch my shit. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you,
so
bitch.
There's a scene in the movie where apparently she has to walk like a mile and a half to go somewhere else to use the bathroom because she can't. And then I looked it up, and that's totally untrue. NASA did not
that's
have
like the, that's her,
whites
that's
only.
That's big part in the movie too. That's like the one of the main controversies.
She's like walking in the rain,
playing like
to use
the
bathroom.
The movie, she walked through the rain, like, we're going to stop it. We're going straight to the moon.
No, they don't go to the moon. Isn't that about
she's sending
John
a hot,
Glenn?
She's sending hot guy. The dude's hot as fuck in the movie.
Glenn is hot.
It's the hottest guy.
Fuck yeah.
He's like, I'm going. They're like, who should we pick? And he's like, I'm the hottest. And then
I think
goes,
he just died.
Did he really?
Yeah, he died like 2 or 3 years ago, I think. But yeah, he orbited the Earth, right?
He didn't make it all the way around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the thing started burning up. It was like in the movie, her exact figure was what like got him safely.
The only thing that's true about that is before the launch, he did request that
she
looks at it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like day of like it is in the movie.
It's literally like he's about to blast off and he's like, what did she say? And she's like,
yeah,
and that's whatever. That's Hollywood magic.
That
but
happened,
like you're
like,
saying,
yeah,
they
but there
added
was no
that scene.
They added racism to that movie.
That's fucked
that didn't
up,
exist.
Dude. Yeah, there was like, don't drink my coffee pot. And it was like her going to the bathroom. And then like Kevin Costner busts out like a sledgehammer and just like destroys the fucking sign.
The whites only sign? Yeah, that's none of that's true.
Yeah, I was like, dude, no one's just banging shit around at NASA. Like you can't, they were like putting holes in walls and shit. And I'm like, you can't just do that.
And these are all fucking scientists and physics and all these fucking guys. Like you think they're going to be like, no fucking coloreds.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
No, dude.
They all went
about,
to college and they're like liberal.
What the fuck?
That's funny.
It was just funny to see them add racism.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
Like, I watched... When I watched fucking Django...
Yeah.
And even... what was the other one? The
12 Years
seven?
A Slave.
No, not that one. The one he just came out with, Tarantino.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It's good. It's really good. But they said the N-word every other fucking word.
I know, dude.
Like, constantly. And
that
I was,
one I can believe, though. In
no, the 1800s? And then if you look it up, it's like they didn't.
Really?
No, they didn't do that. Like, historically, they didn't say
the
N-word every other fucking word.
Really?
And it's just a weird... I mean, he's not trying to be historically accurate. I don't think there's any historical documentation of Mandingo fighting. You know, in Django, when
the two black dudes fight
to the death?
I could see them doing that.
I don't think there's any records of that.
Huh.
So it's kind of like, yeah, white guys are evil. Yeah, I could see us doing that.
Yeah.
But it's hard. Like, do you think, like, a fucking German watched...
Just think about me. I mean, this is fucked. But think about, like, me and my cousins.
You guys would have never owned slaves.
I mean, we would have been too poor in our lineage.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, say we weren't...
The percent of population in the United States that owned slaves
is
really low.
No, exactly. But I'm saying, like, just being bored down on, like, the bayou, you have all these slaves. Like, you don't think they're going to get them to fight?
I don't think...
I guess you wouldn't want to hurt them either, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing where a lot of those guys, like, oddly enough, treated them well. Not well. Yeah, I know. It's not, what I'm saying is it's not like this fucking, like, we're going to fucking kill them.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, that happened, but not to the level of, like, every fucking Hollywood movie is like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and a lot of that, too, is, like, in order to tell a good, you know,
yeah, of course,
story.
Of course.
But, yeah, again, it's
But
like,
it's funny because it puts you in a position to be like,
It's one thing if you're writing an original screenplay, but when you're, like, based off true events and you're, like, just adding shit, it's like,
And then you got to sit there as a white dude and be like, you know what? I don't think it was that bad. And you can't say that.
Oh, exactly. Then he's like,
it's like
what?
A fucking, can you imagine, like, a German watching Schindler's List and being like,
we didn't do that.
I don't know about that part.
Yeah.
They just added one part to make us worse.
It's like, we don't need
it's
any.
Like, yeah, like in fucking Hidden Figures. Like, do we really need that?
Yeah.
Do we need her to walk to the fucking whites only or colored only bathroom?
Well, they did, though. That movie
we don't need that.
That was like the main thing. Like, otherwise, that movie would have been boring as fuck.
Yeah.
It was just like, handle these numbers. And she'd be like, okay. And then she like was really good at
it. Yeah, and they didn't hide her. It's all documented what she did.
That's funny.
There's a fucking wing at NASA named after her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it wasn't like this big fucking, we can't let them know we have blacks doing it.
No, they weren't hiding her. They were just, like, bossing her and being like, it's classified, you can't see it. Then she'd, like, see it. She'd, like, hold it up to the light and see through, like, the black marker. And then she'd be like, well, I solved the problem. And they'd be like, oh, okay. I'm knocking down this goddamn sign once and for all. And it was
It's kind of Remember the Titans-ish. Like,
I'm saying, though, that is going, that's the next, I'm not going to say billion-dollar industry, but that's a, like, there is definitely a white guilt industry. It's Whole Foods.
No shit.
Whole Foods.
It's not next. It's already there.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, go to Whole Foods, and that place is, like, buy soap with, like, a little, like, dying African kid, and it's like, you can help him with, like, 2 cents to his village. And people are like, oh, good. It's just, like, this weird thing that if you can find a white person and make them feel less evil, you can be a rich man.
I think that's been around since, like, fucking the movie Glory. Like, it's been a long Hollywood.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's getting, like, there's like, things now. I saw an online test to, like, you can take quizzes to see how racist you are. And then, like, try to act how to tone it down. And it's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be, like, a racism specialist in, like, 10 years who will, like, go to schools and be like, all right, what do you think about this? Like, do Asians talk funny? And you'd be like, yes. And they're like, no, you can't say that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't say that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's just insane to have someone to be like, I tested you. You came up positive for racism. And it's like, all right, man. All right.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because that's how the outside world, like, views America. Like, because the only thing they get, they're not reading history. Like, other countries are just watching movies.
That's true, yeah.
And they're like, wow.
Wow.
White guys are horrible over there.
But, dude, what other countries are watching that saying it? Did you ever hear about Unit 731?
No.
It was, fuck, man, it's a real thing. It's not like a wild conspiracy thing, but it was like the Japanese at one point, I think when they were like occupying China, did they occupy China like the Second World War?
Yeah.
They set up this thing called Unit 731 where they're doing experiments on like citizens, and they was like chop people's arms off and like see how long it took them to die and like freeze their limbs, and they were cutting them open and seeing like how long the body could fight off infection.
Oh, you mean like other countries can't talk shit? Yeah,
they're
but
feeding them like diseases and shit.
Here comes the wood, man.
Oh, fuck.
That should end it.
Yeah. We're out.
This got a little racist at the
end. No, it didn't. It was good. Let's take a second break, then we'll come back.
All right.
All right. And we're back.
Oh, it took a little break. Matt showed me a nice video. What's that online mic?
Mike,
is that what it's called? Yeah. The title of this video was, Are All White People Racist? Yes, of course, but let me explain. It was just how white people suck.
Basically.
Yeah,
that was just a title.
It was classic.
It explains like biases that all people have.
Yeah.
But the title's like, white people are racist? Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you, it's an industry, dude. That's like a commodity right now.
It is an industry.
It's a commodity.
It's been an industry, though.
It's true, yeah.
And but now I think it's at a crescendo, though. I think it's at the highest.
It's peaking, dude.
Because there's a new show called Superior Donuts. Did you see that?
No.
It's a comedy on CBS. It's Jermaine Fowler. He's a comic. He's funny. But it's just terrible. Hacky fucking like two broke girls level comedy of like race, though.
Yeah.
So it's like an old Jewish guy runs a donut shop and a black dude comes in. And he's like, I'm going to work for you, Pops.
Ugh.
And he's like, I don't like it. And he's like, you don't like anything. You're just an old man. He's like, all right, you can stick around, kid. And there's there's cops that come in. There's one cop, this lady cop comes in, and one of the clips is she's like, the black dude turns his back and like adjusts something. He's like, see, I trust you. I just turned my back on a Chicago police officer. And she's like, I'm not going to shoot you. I have my body cam on, so I can't.
Ugh.
And it's like, holy fuck.
Jesus Christ.
You're just going to air that joke on CBS?
That's tough, dude.
And everyone's like, ha ha. Like, they have a laugh track.
Studio applause. Like,
yeah. It's like, I can't kill you.
That's pretty fucking wild, man.
It's fucking crazy.
Did you hear about Always Sunny getting in trouble?
No, for what?
They have a new episode where they wake up and they're just all black. Like, they're not blackface. They're just played by black actors, and they're just black for the time being. And it's all about, like, gentrification, and they're under, like, heavy fire for it.
Fuck. Of course they are.
Yeah. I want to see. I haven't seen it.
It's probably fucking hilarious. It's probably so funny.
I'm going to watch it after this, actually.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, apparently they got in a lot of trouble. They just, like, they wake up one day and they're like, whoa, we're black. But it's black actors playing them. There's, like, a black Dennis, a black Charlie. Which is, dude, I mean, I haven't seen it.
It'd be hilarious.
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know, but fuck.
Yeah, the last thing we need is to get fired up about race.
Yeah. I never get fired up.
Yeah, I don't either.
You don't either.
I don't get fired. I'm never like, white guys are the best.
No, not at all.
But it's
but there is bullshit. And
it's
like,
funny that there's this narrative now that like I got in an argument with Kyla over Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
She was old white men telling us what to do. It's like, yeah. Old white men do tell us what to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's such a good point.
Like, yeah, that's what this country is.
Yeah, but it also isn't.
If you don't like it, move to fucking Haiti, where old black men are calling the shots. Go to that one great country that old black men are calling the shots. Oh, that took a negative turn.
That took a real negative turn.
Yeah, spend some time in fucking Somalia.
Dude, but the thing is, like, it also isn't, like, a bunch of old white men being like, I don't like abortion. It's like 50% of the country being like, or no, I think now it's like 43% of the country being like, I don't like that.
Yeah, and so, it's an odd fucking thing, because if you don't, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Dude,
it's like, should the federal government pay for people's abortions, is the argument.
Yeah.
I think they should, but I get why people say they shouldn't.
Yeah. Or should companies profit off of abortions? That's fucked.
Yeah.
In my eyes, I wouldn't want to do it. If they're like, hey, dude, you got some investments, you can do like Oreo cookies, third trimester abortion. I'd be like, I'll invest in copper, I guess.
And they'll be like, and this is where they really get you, because then after we do the abortion, we sell the dead baby parts.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Hail, baby.
Hot cast, dude.
Yeah, it is. Something for you guys to think about.
We took on race and abortion at the end there.
I know, we needed to.
Finally, we said what needed to be said. Two white dudes.
Yeah.
Curing all the world's ills.
Exactly, dude. Just white-splaining. You should call this the White-splain podcast, dude. It'd be tight.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, call it the White-splaining. Shout out Wolfpack. Aren't you happy you got the shout out on this?
Yeah. He gets fired. He's like, fuck.
Shout out on the fucking racist episode. That'd be funny if his boss knew he was Wolfpack.
That'd be so funny.
He was
funny.
Like, hey.
Hey, man.
You're Wolfpack from the main board.
It's not racist, though. It's not like... It's funny, because it is. You can't, like... To even like be like, well, I don't think it's necessarily that, and it's like, you piece of shit, and it's like, all right, my bad.
Yeah, no, I'm totally for Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Not totally strong, but all it took like 10 minutes of research to be like, oh, I see
the point.
There are some fucking issues here. Like they claimed their like prenatal care.
Yeah,
and then they don't offer that. Like there's weird stuff.
Yeah, then I'll be honest too. I'm not like. Grandstanding, I legitimately don't care about stuff that doesn't affect me. I don't care. And it's true. It's fucked up. It's a fucked up way to think.
You could need that someday. You get some moon face pregnant.
Hey, man.
Get some chubby moon face. We'll you might want to send her over there.
We'll take her to France or something to do with that shit. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what I'd do in that situation.
What if one of the fucking Tinder moon faces caught one?
I would be all right with a big head.
Big head having a kid?
I already have a big head, so we'd have like a big, smart kid, but like...
You think that's how that operates?
Head size, brain size.
You have
size.
A big head and you're smart, right?
Yes, that's how it works. Einstein had a big ass head. Jimmy Neutron has a big ass head.
That's true. I can't argue that.
All right. You're smart.
No.
You got decent melon on you?
Yeah, good melon. I hide it with a bulky... I have so much bulk,
you
dude.
Are fucking,
you can't
gang.
Tell I got a big ass head.
See, I'm skinny and I have a big head, so mine sticks up.
I don't know about skinny.
Jacked, I'm sorry.
You're fucking
right.
jacked, fucking dude.
My bad. You're right.
Come on. You're thick fucking John, dude.
That's true, dude.
It's you're real thick. You're the best, dude.
You're the fucking best, dude. I don't know what I would do without you.
If you...